Blog Talk Radio.
Hey.
Culture Shock Entertainment Reports right here on Blog Talk Radio. I am Beth and Michael.
Hey.
Beck. Hey, Mike.
Hello, hello. Hey, how you doing?
How are you? Hello.
I'm good.
I am doing great. I am so excited about our discussion tonight. And
you know what? Let me
you
tell you something before
chose
you,
the topic.
Let me tell you something before you finish. Don't you know that song was released the year I was born?
Exactly. I thought about that. I'm so glad you mentioned it. And
1986.
I mean, that was one of those. Right. I thought you were 85.
86.
So, yeah, that was the year I graduated. That was the year I graduated from high school. Right. So,
oh, wow.
Hey, people. Age is just a number, see? We are like the coolest friends. So, okay, you perverts, that's a whole nother thing.
Yeah, I know,
you
I
know.
Know.
Right? When you come to saying age is a number, you know, some people,
yeah,
18 and
yeah.
over.
Yeah.
Yeah, some people would say, well, you said it, no, I mean, not where you guys and ladies can get in trouble. But yeah,
yeah,
I noticed that, and that is the year I graduated, 85, 86. Mm-hmm. And that song is a classic song. If that song, someone needs to remake it because it holds true for the topic that you chose for tonight. And you have a birthday coming up too, right? In a couple months. Your birthday's coming up in a couple months, so we must celebrate. Yeah,
it's in a couple of months. Yeah. So, let me see.
You chose the topic, and the floor is yours. We can talk about, you know, we'll talk, of course, hot topics and all, but how did you come to the decision to choose how much do we gossip?
Well, okay, so here's the thing. I've been kind of, because I have a weird personality or whatever, and sometimes I look at the New York Times or whatnot, and I was looking under these little writing prompts, and it was under morality and religion. So I was like, this is really interesting, because I tell you, I have learned so many lessons about gossip that, I mean, it's just ridiculous. So let me tell you something that I learned about gossip. You never, ever, ever, ever form a friendship that is based off gossip. Because let me tell you something. Eventually, you two are going to get mad at each other. And then somebody going to start spilling the beans about what you said. And you know, they'll lie, because we know where there's gossip, there's lying. So, you know, and unfortunately, friendships have suffered because of it. You know, some people have even killed themselves because of gossip. Matter of fact, Wendy Williams a couple of years ago had a documentary or like a crime show, Death by Gossip. And I never saw it, but I mean, from what the little that I did see, it was really scandalous. You know, it was really scandalous. So I just wanted to talk about that tonight, you know?
Yes, but the floor is yours, and I'm here. I mean, we both can talk personally from our lives, share stories. Mm-hmm. Call us, please. Mm-hmm. Call us, 516-595-8255, 516-595-8255. And my screen just blanked on me, but you're leading the floor, so you're leading the show right
so,
now. But as I researched, I looked at things from a religious perspective, and then how it's so unhealthy. Some people like to gossip at work, and that should be a no-no. There should be what I studied and found was that a lot of companies that see that it is a problem. Should make a no gossip policy at their business.
But you know they're going to do it anyway.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here.
Okay. That's all I want to say now. We're listening to you, and you'll get feedback from me and hopefully call them.
Okay, so let me tell you a story, and I'm not gonna say any real names, of course, but when I was in eighth grade or whatnot, I was friends with this girl named Daphne. We'll call her Daphne just for the sake of being. And so we were like brother and sister and everything, and she told me this secret that this handsome teacher had kissed this this girl or whatnot. So I said something about it, and I remember her saying, "Don't say anything about this," whatever. And I said something about it. So let me tell you what Daphne did. Daphne went and told all our friends the stuff that I said about them, because we had a friendship based off of making fun of people and talking about people. Some of those friends I have known since fourth grade, and they stopped talking to me because of Daphne.
Right.
And you know what? And let me tell you something. And in a lot of ways, I'm very thankful for her doing that, because she taught me that there was something in me that needed to change. And I'm a believer that those who treat us the worst can serve as our best teachers, because they cause you to look within yourself and to become a better person. So I want to thank Daphne tonight for that. But, you know, and also I think she taught me that those weren't my real friends in the first place. And, you know, you just don't want to have a friendship that is based off of gossip. But I think if you're going to have friendships that are based off of anything, let it be off of hobbies that you both like, you know, whether it's a TV show, whether it's a singer, whether it's, you know, a sport that you play, you know, it's not healthy to gossip. And, you know, I kind of learned another lesson about a couple of years ago. I'm not going to go too much into details, but I had saw this person at this little event or whatnot, and I had gossiped, said a little bit too much, and then this other person had gotten to it with this person, and I was like, oh, my God, I wonder did they say what I said and all this other stuff. Come to find out, nothing happened. So here's the thing. Here's the lesson that I learned. When you gossip, right, gossip will have you feeling like you are in a thriller movie. You are in, like, a thriller movie with James Franco, you know? So you know, so that's something that I learned, you know? So, yeah. So, you know, you just don't want to
have thriller movie with James Franco and James Scary Side can really be scary.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. See, my experience, the thing is when people, I see your experience, you learned not to talk and laugh and make fun about people. My thing is when people turn around and tell a fib on you to other people, you know, about you, or maybe something you said about, like what one had said. Mother taught me, taught us early on to not to say anything about anybody unless we will say it to their face. So I always remember that. And also treat people the way you would like to be treated. And like you were saying, we all are taught that. But sometimes, you know, when it's, sometimes it just be for laughs and for fun, people, the way people look at things. But it hurts. People might feel pleasure out of gossiping and spreading lies and slander on people, but it hurt people. And some people, that's their intention. You and your friend, it wasn't your intention to hurt people. It's just that you two became friends, having fun. You guys was like class clowns. To me, it sounded like you were class clowns having fun. So you're right. Mm-hmm. That was a betrayal or hurt to do that. Mm-hmm. But then you found out that she wasn't a true friend. And then you found out who your real friends were with those people. Mm-hmm. Even at that young age, you know how we know how to come to an understanding with our friends, and I'm sure you told those friends, well, you know how we're class clowns and joke around, but see, they should have understood that too. Slander and gossip. One of the articles that I posted doing research for the topic that you chose broke down, and like you were saying, on the religion side and then just dealing with life, it's different types of gossiping, the slander, the backbiting, you know, it's just different types of slander, and they're all hurtful. And you're right, when we look within ourselves, those of us that do gossip, I think we really see and know that, oh my God, I'm not doing the right thing. But gossip columns, gossip blogs, there are some people that are celebrities based on spreading gossip, you know, and that's something all in itself. Articles and videos are based on gossiping. I shared one video. I don't know. I'm going to finish this and then give the floor back to you. I posted one video. I said, well, I'm going to go ahead and post a video that where some people might think gossiping is good. So this, there was a talk show. I shared a video of a talk show that covered the side where some people feel good. Some people think it's healthy to gossip because it make you feel better. But how can it, why should it make people feel better to know that they might be spreading information that is not true? And in a way, that's belittling other people. And you talked about that last week.
And if you feel good,
you know, spreading a rumor or gossiping about someone and it's not something that's fact.
And the thing is, too, I actually left out a part of that story about Daphne. So when I found out Daphne had, told all my friends the stuff that I said about them in the past, what I did, I got back at her and told her personal business. Oh, I did. And then she played the victim. Oh, no matter how mad I would get at you, I would never do that to you.
I knew that was coming. How did I know?
And she was like, no matter how mad I got at you, I would never do that to you. You know, playing the victim and everything.
But she went to your friends that you have known.
And I think that back in the day,
she
started
it. You two were two peas in the pod, and she went and told.
And I think that back in the day, she may have had some of her own. You know, I think back in the day, she may have had her own internal issues going on. And, you know, so, you know, I just realized that I don't want that type of person ever in my life again. I just considered a lesson learned, you know, and some people like drama. Some people like, you know, the confusion. And you know, eventually, I think I was friends with her for about 2 years. And then, you know, it took her forever to go into the dark of the night to just leave me alone. But, you know, it's just that was a valuable lesson I learned about gossip is that, you know, gossip is kind of a thing where you can enjoy now, but you're gonna pay later, you know? So, yeah. Are you there, Bethany?
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Right, and then she had the nerve to tell your trusted friends that you had known. Yes, you can't hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Hello?
Yes, I'm here. Oh, okay.
Okay, good.
Because I know you would go in. I know you would go in and out a little. Hello?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm here.
Can you hear
me? Yeah, I can hear you.
I'm making sure my headset is on. Yep, everything's
okay.
On.
Okay, good.
I know I would hear. Oh, okay. I know I would hear a little cut in and out with. You can't hear me?
Yeah, you cut in. You're cutting in and cutting out. Hello?
Oh,
Bethany?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
I'm here. Hello?
Hello, Bethany.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. All right. My bad. I'm just.
Yes, I can hear you perfectly.
Okay. Okay.
I can hear you.
Good. Okay. So the thing is that, you know, like I said.
I know yours will cut out some. Okay.
Yeah. So what I was saying is that, you know, you really don't want to, again, have friendships that are based off of gossip, and you just want to be able to just have friendships off of positive things, you know. And you know, my mother always told me, you know, I remember when I was really young, my mother had a friend around the way, and I think she was kind of two-faced. I really do think she was two-faced. So my mother always would say, whenever she would gossip to her about a mutual friend, she would always change the subject and say, you know, oh, the weather looks so nice outside, you know, or you know, girl, where'd you get that perfume from? You know, stuff like that. Then eventually they'll get the message, you know. So, you know, so yeah, that was a good, I don't know why that memory just came up. I don't know why that memory just came up, but that was a long time ago. So yeah. And I just remember those, that thing that my mom had said to me, you know.
You know, and that's something that I do. I practice that too. When people are gossiping or talking negative about people, I will change the subject.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if I share a different thought, if somebody's gossiping, I share a different thought. I sometimes will say, "Well, I think differently." Or you and I not thinking the same, not on the same page when it comes to that. Yes, because slander and rumors can be so hurtful. I know I've been the target all of us have, where someone, even if it's some people might think it's a little white lie. Little white lies can hurt. You might think it's a little white lie, but it's not to your target. And
yeah,
some
and
people,
you know what?
Lie purposely because they want
and
to
you know,
hurt you, you know,
yeah,
and
know.
That's not good either.
Mm-hmm. And you know, I learned another lesson, and I'm going to disguise the name too. This is a certain family member. We're going to call her Candace. And Candace and I, you know, I have a friend who is psychic, and she told me that, you know, stay away from Candace because Candace likes to use what she has to hurt, to harm people. I didn't listen because I wanted companionship. I wanted to not be lonely and all this stuff. So there was a friend who we were kind of running a scheme on or whatnot.
Right.
And so she got mad at me for something really petty or whatever. And I said, you know, let's end this friendship or whatever. She goes and tell him all the stuff that I said to her, you know, and then, you know, one word led to another. I ended up in court.
Only gossiper. That's two-faced.
I ended up in court because.
What were you in court for? Slander?
No. It was for because I had got mad. I had got really angry, right? And I had threatened her. I had threatened her and whatnot. And I think that was a lesson to actually stay away from family, you know, to know how to push a button. But that's another topic. But, you know, I think that what it was a lesson is to, again, not gossip. Because I think, unfortunately, that friend Yeah, I think that mutual friend got hurt in the crossfire of our war, you know, of our family war, and that's something that hurts me to this day. But you know, I think in the end, I was better off without him in my life as it is. But you know, I my psychic friend told me that she has an awful lot to go through, and there is nobody who cares enough about her to help her grow and change. But the thing is that, you know, like I said before, the people that treat you the worst are your teachers because they help you to improve.
Karma is a bitch.
Oh, yes, it is. Yes, it is. That's all I can say. But I know a few people who do that. Like if you have a friendship with somebody, right, and you guys have a falling out, they'll go back and tell people stuff that you said and, you know, it's just like petty. It's like really petty. And so, you know, like, again, I said, that's why I do not want to have friendships that are based off of gossip anymore.
Right. Exactly. And you have something that I can share publicly, and I have shared with you before, when James Franco, we never met in person, but online friends since 2008. And one thing that James, because there was a time we communicated and talked practically daily, and you want to know something that concerned James Franco, same things that you are talking about. He always would stress to me, and I'm honoring everything, James, because he confided in me and I confided in him. He always would because he knew when I would be going through certain things, and to share with him. And he asked me to keep things between us, but I know he wouldn't mind me sharing what I'm talking about now, what you and I are talking about, trust. You know, trust.
Yes.
Like you asked the question Monday, we're talking about trustworthy. And so that's a concern of was a concern of his pre all these scandals. Gossip, lies, trustworthiness, and he would talk to me about that, about those topics what we're talking about now and what we would talk about on Monday. About trusting people and how people can will slander and lie on you. And I'm like, we all experience that, and it is hurtful, you know. And I even talked with him back then that just like you don't can, it's just like it's hard for you to trust people. It's, you know, people have to learn to trust you also. You know, that's what being friends and having friends and working relationships are. That's what it's all about.
But you know what? But you know what, Bethany? Let me tell you something, and I promise you, I'm going to get somewhere with this. So,
I'm listening.
A couple of years ago, I was watching a Phyllis Hyman interview that she did back in.
Oh, you're going a lot of places.
Yeah, yeah. So I was watching a interview with her, like from the Ebony Vault, and she was talking about how her as a singer, how she was burnt in the past for trusting people too much. We know who that person is. Could be Clive Davis, or, you know, whatever. So what happened was she was saying that I no longer want to not say that I do not trust people. She said, because when you say you don't trust people, you are engaging into some sort of cynicism or skepticism, you know, and that's not good. So her best bet was to say, show me that I can trust you. And I was like, I like that. That's deep, Phyllis. That was deep, you know. Yep.
Right.
Yeah. So you know, that's what.
Yes, that is.
That's
what and it was. And it's an action.
Yeah. Yes, yeah, action. Show me that I can trust you. Yeah. Yeah. So what do you think about Wendy Williams?
And I'm one of those people, I don't like want to appear to be gullible because I'm. And her
what? What do you think about Wendy Williams and her gossiping? Do you think that it's toxic, or do you think that, you know, it's the type of gossip that you kind of stay away from and or whatnot?
You know what? One person gossip that I do enjoy, because I feel like her gossip is really not gossip. I think she does her research, but she calls it gossip because she is one person that, I mean, she's a gossip queen. She calls herself the gossip queen, but she knows the word lawsuit. And so I think she really does research her stories, but she liked to keep it as, you know, in the mode of being gossip juicy. But her exclusive news, which she calls gossip, I think is because she's like the first to report it. She's usually the first to report a lot of news. And when you first hear something, until we know it is actually fact, it is gossip, you know. But I do believe she does a little background. She and her team make sure that the story's legit. And especially after the gossip turned on her, I honestly believe that her gossip is really just title gossip. That she's just the first to report exclusive, juicy news, which I love. I love to hear the exclusive And I like to be the first one to know things. So that's how those are my thoughts regarding her gossip.
You know,
and then
you know,
the guy,
also,
what's his name, the T guy with Ricky Smiley. I think I believe he's legit. But there are some that, and TMZ, they're legit. But I mean, the founder of TMZ is an attorney, so we know definitely that that's why he liked to get the stories straight from the horse's mouth. Let's get the work, find out from the horse's mouth what's going on. But those are my thoughts regarding Wendy Williams. Yes.
So.
But
so
I know
let me tell
I
you.
Love Whitney Houston, and when she and Whitney Houston,
had
a little beef.
You know,
that was interesting.
A couple of years ago, I had I was reading Joyce Meyer. I don't know if you know who Joyce Meyer is. She has this book called Me and My Big Mouth. Have you heard of it?
Oh, yes. I love Joyce Meyer. Yes.
Yeah, she has a book called Me and My Big Mouth. And she was talking about
it.
She was talking about how when we gossip or whatnot, you know, even if we listen to the gossip, it changes how the person sees us. It changes how the person sees us, even if they don't believe it. And, you know, you got to be very careful with that. And, you know, you really have to be careful with that because I tell you, gossip is powerful.
Right.
It has a spirit of darkness, you know, around it, you know. But and
it
people
is
gossip
powerful.
About, yeah.
Right.
People have gossiped about me for many years about things that were false, you know. But, you know, I just think about it. People who go around and gossip and turn people against people, they're not really happy people.
Right.
Because
we're dealing with my personal relationship, Terry and I, we have our ups and downs and all that. And, we're calling ourselves friends, just friends now. You know, we've gone from... him proposing to hubby and wifey to just friends. But our friendship, our relationship based on friendship. Like you and I have a remarkable friendship. And of course, when you're friends, you come to each other with your truths. But people on both sides will come to he and I and say things and sometimes think they're telling stuff about one to the other. And like, you think I don't know? Or try to lie and spread rumors, you know, chisel at what's going on with us. And then also it's hurtful when people say things about you. People that don't even talk about you spread a rumor or a lie. I am a heterosexual woman, adventurous Christian woman. Fun, yeah. I have that wild child in me. I've always have, even as a Christian, I have that fun, whatever. But then we like you mentioned, we have our dark sides and we have our light sides. But I've had people to say, oh, well, she's gay, or she's into women. The type of person I am, would I be in the closet? I mean,
no.
Really, love is love. And people that know me know. I mean, my late mother even, like, cause ever since I was born, I have been a part of the LGBT community because I have had so many friends come out to me, relatives, friends. That's a community that supports me since I was a child. And I support the LGBTQ on and on community utmost. And so when people say that, and then even it even hurts my LGBT, my friends, like, oh, because they always wish my love life, I've had, fun loving dating life, but then also, just my love life is crazy, and so they're like, I have my same-sex couple friends, like, oh, I wish she would be successful in her love life, So that's hurtful to a person that's like, okay, when you spread rumors on someone and you don't even know the truth, You don't mm-hmm. know what they've experienced. And then some people know the truth. Relatives, people that grew up with you, but they don't talk with you. And even some people that mm-hmm. talk with you, I guess they just want to be hurtful. Like you just mm-hmm. mentioned, how people lie and feel on you. Yeah. Or they'll mm-hmm. spread rumors about other things, like how she paid for that, or oh my goodness, or the opposite, when you maybe have hit a rough patch in your life, have something negative and spread a rumor regarding that. Or like you were saying, something private, go around and tell everybody a private situation that a person's dealing with. I mean, mm-hmm. does that really make you feel good, those of you that do that? Mm-hmm. I mean, this is the beginning mm-hmm. of the year. So one thing, when we talked last Monday, that's one thing that Michael mentioned, we all need to self-examine ourselves and mm-hmm. take inventory of ourselves. And while mm-hmm. that's going on, it's important for us to see how we treat ourselves. Are we kind to ourselves? Is that being kind to yourself? Gossiping, slandering, lying on other people. Is that being kind to yourself? That's nope. really not even being kind to yourself when you do that.
Nope.
But when you sit nope. down alone and really think about it one night, you think, oh my God, I have effed up. I have hurt people. And what I thought was fun, or people that think it's fun, oh, that was fun. Then when you really think about it and reflect, all right, it's time for you to talk to the higher power. We're Christians, so we talk about the Lord. But when it's time for you mm-hmm. to talk to a higher power, I mean, wow.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And the way things going on, I mean, even those
yeah.
that don't want to self-reflect, it's time to self-reflect.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, you know, it's just I don't know why I feel led to tell this story. So I remember back in 2008 when I worked at a grocery store, and there was this girl who was much younger than me, but I was 22
uh-huh.
and she was 16 or whatever, and you know, she was cool people to hang out with, but there was this uh-huh. other dude. There was this other dude who liked her or something. I don't know what happened. They were kind of, you know, chummy with each other. So this coworker of mine, I don't know who, I have a feeling who it was, but
mm-hmm.
she said that I said that they had sex in the lunchroom or something. I'm like, this person, whoever this person is very evil, and they want to keep stuff going.
Wow.
And you know what? Let me tell you something. Finding out who started the rumor was like finding a needle in a haystack. It really was. And that's something. That is really, truly something, you know, how when you try to find out who said what.
But I know you didn't give up until you found out.
I knew who it was, and I hope that person is – living with themselves. That person is not a happy person. That's all I can say. But, you know, I just don't see how some people live with themselves
right.
knowing that they have started gossip like that, you know?
I couldn't start a fib on anybody. Gossiping is not even a fib. This is not I mean, like you and your friend from junior high, dude, I mean, that's class clown, but she turned it serious. You know, you
yeah,
two were just two class clowns having fun with each other privately, having
mm-hmm.
joking. At least you all weren't, you weren't like her bullying people. It sounded like you two just had like inside jokes. And
yeah, we did.
That
yeah.
was not good of her. I mean,
and
one thing
what?
About
and
it,
you know,
if you're someone's
mm-hmm.
friend, if you're someone's friend, even in that manner, you should be loyal.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking about
yeah.
friendship on Friday.
Okay. Wow. And you know what? And you know what, too? Like I said,
and what
I
were
think
you saying?
I avenged myself a couple of years later when I stopped talking to her. I went cold turkey. I did not even say, look, I don't think that we should be friends anymore. I just blocked her number. You remember back in the days where you could just block somebody's number out on the phone and they would call you and you know, you couldn't, they couldn't get through the phone and everything. You remember that?
Right.
So Yeah, so that's what I did. I blocked her out, but that made it worse.
Right.
Because
yes, I remember that.
And then
people would block their number. You could do like a star 69 to find out the number.
Yeah. So I think I made that worse.
So you just blocked her because I had thought in my mind that you. Oh. I'm trying
go
not
on,
to talk over
on.
You. I had thought in my mind that you had weaned yourself from her. I thought you had gradually moved
well,
away
yeah,
from
I
her.
Well, yeah, I did. This was like when I was 15. So what happened was
mm-hmm.
I just didn't talk to her for like almost like a couple of weeks or whatever.
Oh, okay.
And so like November had came around, I called her, and then
mm-hmm.
I didn't talk to her for the rest of the month. So she called me right in December, and this is like 2001. And so she called me, but when she called me, her voice just got on my nerves. It's
mm-hmm.
like, have you ever talked to somebody and their voice is just so irritating?
Oh, I know
yeah,
what you mean. Even I try not to have an irritating voice. But,
yeah,
yes, I know what you mean.
Yeah, her
but
voice
it's because
so
you were hurt by her, too, is why your voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so I said I'm busy, and she was like, whatever, Michael. So throughout time, she got crazy. She would call, and I remember one time she called, and I said he's busy, and I didn't even disguise my voice or anything. So months have went by or whatnot, and months had went by or whatever, and she called me, and her number was blocked, and she called me from a cell phone. And I was like, Daphne, don't call here no more. She's like, no. So then it got worse. She would call my house and not say anything and hang up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
And yep. She would call and not say nothing and then hang up. And so then she would just call like crazy. She would have people call me, and I think over the years it stopped because I just would just not answer the phone. She eventually got my cell phone number. I don't know how to this day, but you know, I just ignored her, and she eventually went away.
Wow.
So yeah, and it was like she just refused to go into the night, but. I think I commend myself.
Do you ever bump into her?
No, and I hope I never do.
Mm.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, and you know, she's a Leo like you.
Because that's not good.
Yep.
Oh,
she a Leo.
You told me about the Leo. Same birthday too, right?
Same birthday.
Birthday, right?
Yep.
August 11th.
Yep.
Oh,
yep.
I'm a whole nother Leo. I'm a whole nother Leo. I'm a Laura Leo. You know, Laura Lion? So it's different types of Leos. I go under the Laura Lion. Uh-huh.
I wonder, are you
yes.
and Whitney Houston the same
so
type
I'm,
of Leo?
There are different types of Leos, too. And I think we are, because I just adored her and still adore her. Yes. I think we are. I think we need to research and study the zodiacs of people. Because there's different sun and moon, you know, different
yes, she
different
was born
types.
August 9th.
So,
she was born
we do
August
seem like
9th. We're watching. Yes, she was born August 9th.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah,
and the first lady of my church, you might have seen a picture I posted. She's born. I thought 8th or 9th, and then Obama. He's a Leo. I think he and Whitney and I think we're similar Leos.
Yeah, but see the thing for me as a water sign,
former president, but yeah.
Yeah, as a water sign, I try to kind of stay away from some Leos because in the past, as you saw with Daphne, that got me into a lot of trouble. Over, you know, that's when I was younger. But I have to admit, it is so fun hanging around Leos. It is so fun hanging around Leos. But, you know, it's just that they always get me into a lot.
Yes, we are fun.
But it, they get me into a lot of trouble, too.
You think you get into a lot of trouble. Trouble tends to find us. I know, like, okay, how did I get in this trouble?
So, you know, I'm trying
I'll tell you something else about James. I don't know if James, I'll tell you something else about James. James is similar sign on Aries, in which Terry's Aries, my sister. And James, your sign and Aries are, it seems like that those two signs are similar. And, it's important. James is the kind of friend is he believed that you should listen to his advice. But my sister tells me that that's a trait of Aries. And I think you Pisces are very laid back. And you know what you know. And it is important for you all to share. And it's important, your advice. And it's important for those of us that listen to take your advice.
Your
sign, yeah. Pisces.
Pisces. So, and you know, and the one thing I was hoping that I could do one day is surround myself with a whole bunch of Pisces. And, you know, and I did try that a couple of years ago, and I know we're going off on a tangent, but I trust me, we're going somewhere. So. One of my good friends from a long time ago, from like a decade ago, he had this girlfriend whose birthday was like a day before mine, and I didn't like her at all. It was just like, imagine yourself going into the ghetto and manifesting itself into a person. I mean, I'm telling you, it's just that her vibes were bad.
You're serious. Okay.
Yeah. Her vibes were really bad. I don't know what I did to her. She did not like me. I introduced myself like you're supposed to do, but she was from, I think, Georgia or Tennessee, something like that. And she just was, like, just really nasty to me. So, you know, and I told my friend, and we're going to call him Jay. And so I said, Jay, you know, this girl, I think you need to watch out for this girl, you know, because something about her that I really don't like. He was like, you don't know her. And so a couple years later, she finally got her wish to start a fight with me. She tried to, and I think she was like a police officer or something like that. So let me tell you, I was getting dinner at the Giant or whatnot. And I noticed that this girl's just like laughing at me, and I didn't think nothing of it. So
I wish
I'm
we
in
had
line.
A Giant.
Oh, you guys don't have a Giant down there? You don't have a Giant down there?
I think not in Jackson. I think one of our members that – no. I think not in Jackson. One of our members, our former members of our group, she lived in, like, Raleigh, Mississippi, and I think she worked at a Giant, but not in the capital city of Jackson, Mississippi. No Giant, and I wish.
Oh, so what happened was she approaches me while I'm in line, and she says to me, I noticed that you making faces at me. You got something you want to say to my face?
Yes.
I said, sweetheart, I don't do drama.
Wow.
I said, I don't do drama. It's a Pisces thing. God be with you. And she smiled, and she just went away. She never bothered me again.
Mm.
And the thing is, it's just like, I think I have post-traumatic stress syndrome from that situation because Jay really hurt me. And, you know, because ever since he started dating her, ever since he stopped dating her, he has not been the same. He has just, like, he has, at first he was like my brother. He was like the brother I had always wanted, right? And so then he's just like, you know, he just went dark. He just went really dark. So I don't know what happened to him, what she did to him, but it's never been the same. It's never been the same. So you know, and that's a bad experience I had with a pipe.
I wonder if she's still a cop.
I don't know. She probably is, but she disappeared into the dark of the night.
I wonder if she's still a cop, too. Wow.
Yeah. So, so from your opinion, why do you think he may have changed, in your opinion?
Well, she's probably tough with him. Is he a police officer too? What type of work?
He was a personal trainer. A personal trainer, a model, or something like that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But you know.
Seems like they should have balanced each other out. Like they should have balanced one another out with him being a personal trainer. But she probably was tough on him, too. That's probably the case.
Yeah, and you know,
You said she didn't like you. Yeah.
Yeah, she didn't like me. I don't know why. I don't know why, but I think – but you know what?
Wow.
I think it could have been jealousy.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so
oh,
you know,
yes.
And jealousy. And jealousy can be, it can eat you up. Jealousy can eat you up. It can eat you up, and it can destroy relationships. It can destroy you.
Right, and it destroys you, especially when you are the target, when you're like, what have I done? Like what you're describing, because I experienced that. I'm in situations like that right now. And then you think, all the reasons, and then jealousy is the word that's still standing, and then I know I'm in denial. That a couple of situations that I'm dealing with, similar to what you just talked about, I'm in denial that could be the case. Because my thing is, why jealous of me? You know, and not belittling myself, because like I've told you before, I've been so arrogant and self-centered before. I'm a Leo before in my life. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, thank you God for humbling me. But it's like, I wear my heart on my shoulder, on my sleeve. Like, okay. Through success or failure, bottom line, I love people and reach out to people. But it goes back to what you mentioned about energy and vibe. Maybe it's a vibe or energy or an aura that I have around me. I don't know. But some people just, don't know. They just automatically don't like a person. Some people automatically love a person. But when you and he were brothers.
Yeah, but we're not
like
anymore.
Like brothers. She should have embraced it.
Yeah, we're not friends anymore because I haven't spoken to him in like, I haven't spoken to him in like 5 years. No, 6 years. 6 years, yeah, 6 years. You know, he just really arrogant, and then he just like disappeared off the grid and stuff. And I think he became a model, or he got into like, I think he's around people who he has no business being around, in my opinion. And you know, I blocked them from Facebook and all the stuff because you know because he hurt me. He basically hurt me. And so I just think it's better that we go our separate ways.
And true friends know, and that's what we're going to talk about Friday. I love your topic of gossiping. How much do we gossip? I mean, and how much do you gossip? Well, you said you had gossip in junior high, and then you lesson learned. And I don't consider myself a gossiper. I'm all about research and fact finding, and it hurts me if somebody gossip on me. And mother always said, treat people the way you would like to be treated, and don't say anything about anybody that you wouldn't say in their face. So I'm not going to say anything about anybody. And so I talked in a way where, number one, if you lie on people or tell lies, it's best to be honest. It's best to tell the truth. People that lie, they don't even remember the lies. But if you've been straight up honest and honest, then the story's going to stay consistent unless you get amnesia or can't remember something. But but if you're honest and you're telling the truth, the story's going to stay the same. But people that lie, they can't – like when you mentioned at the beginning of the show, when you're gossiping and slandering, you're lying on people, you can't keep up with those lies. Some people think they can keep up with lies, but you can – the truth, you can mainly always keep up with the truth because you're telling the same story over again.
And you know, it would have been so nice if OTAP had
Now usually he calls in the last minute. We have three more minutes for the live stream, and then we will have an extra 15 minutes. Usually he's good about calling that last minute. He's so good about calling the last minute of the conversation. Yes, would love to hear his perspective regarding gossiping. And I know he knows a lot about that.
Yeah, he seems like he knows a lot about a lot of things, you know?
But then, yes. But also, it seems like it is not good. Like one article I posted stated that it's healthy for you, but it seems like it's really healthy when we focus on facts and real stories and not lie and spread rumors about people, not talk down on people. I should have that article in front of me that I posted the other day, and it is from the scripture point of view, from the Bible. And it breaks down to you. It breaks down. It's like 7 or 8 different types of gossiping in the Bible.
Wow.
You know, slandering, backbiting. It's like 7 or 8. I'm like, wow. Gossiping is, you know, have subcategories. And so it's important for us to evaluate ourselves and see if we are taking in any part of that.
Yeah, wow.
But you're right. Yeah. I don't want to hurt people and say things that I don't mean about people and spread rumors on people.
Yeah, and you know what? Let me tell you something. I learned another lesson when I was in high school, and it's amazing how these memories just keep coming up. So I remember when I was in 9th grade, I had this friend named Teresa. It's a fake name. It's the fake name, you know. Teresa was 2 years older than me, and you know, sometimes I would talk about people to her, and we were in chorus class and everything. And so one day she got really annoyed with me or fed up with me or whatever, and she told everybody again the things that I said about them behind their back. And therefore, it started like this big feud between one side of the class and another side of the class. And it's just like, wow, I didn't think she could be that heavy.
Wow.
She's older than me, you know. So, you know, I think you know, when you don't learn a lesson, it will keep happening over and over again. And that's the one thing I'm learning in life. You know, if you don't learn, if you don't learn to save your money, you're going to keep finding yourself in situations where you're going to be broke again until you finally learn. And then when you learn that lesson, then you will be able to grow, you know?
I prayed and asked for an answer from God on certain things, and it's amazing that you say that, because the answer a couple times has been that until you learn, this is the why.
Mm-hmm.
You know, until you learn, and the same thing is going to happen. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So you
like,
know,
why?
I really wanna...
Why? You know, when you ask God, why is this happening to me?
Yeah, and that's the one thing that I've learned that those three women that I mentioned tonight are my teachers. They were my teachers. They are teachers to teach me
to grow up
in a certain aspect of myself that needs to grow up, you know. And my psychic friend was telling me, she said that and I'm going to say this and I'm going to let you talk, but she was just saying that, you know, when we meet people and we don't like them, that means there's something we need to work on within ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
But when people automatically don't like you for a reason, that is something that I've been like praying on and studying. And, you know, I do a lot of meditations, and you know that, and prayer. But when people automatically, well, you make a good point. When people don't like you, there's something going on. Right. But it makes me evaluate, like, why didn't that person instantly not like me and still don't like me? You know,
mm-hmm.
we don't supposed to care if people like us or not, but sometimes it's detrimental because, like with Terry and I, somebody very important does not like me, and that's unbelievable to me. Like, oh, how can this person not like me? You know? And it's just unbelievable. So,
yeah, yeah.
But then there are people that, like you said, I did just automatically don't like people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have a good instinct. And to be honest,
mm-hmm.
I admire my friends that have instincts like you. Now, there are certain people there are people that I don't automatically not like. There are people that I get a certain vibe about, and you know, being clairvoyant. There are certain people that I get a vibe about that I should not spend a lot of time around or keep my distance, you know,
mm-hmm.
but there's not people that I like instantly don't like.
Mm-hmm.
But there are people that I get a certain vibe about, like, something about their vibe. I should like handle it maybe like walking on, but who likes to walk on eggshells too? Some people
mm-hmm.
you have to walk on eggshells around.
Mm-hmm.
No one likes that either. But there's
no.
Like, but I like how you did quickly not like a person. When I worked at Massage Envy this past summer, one of my managers, she knew when she liked people and when she didn't like people. And
mm.
I thought that was. And she maybe was a little younger than you, but to me she had a gift to discern people. That's discernment right there. She have this
mm-hmm.
this gift of discernment to like, not like this person. You know, she had this discernment. That's a gift too. So you have a gift of discernment about people.
Oh, thank you.
you know, it's something you just know in your spirit. Yeah, that's a confirmation right there. You have this discernment where you know, and it's probably something dealing with their spirit. And then that's a whole nother show for us to talk
mm-hmm.
about that, dealing on a spiritual level. Yeah, you have a good gift of discernment of nipping it in the bud
mm-hmm.
and seeing when something's not right about somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and you said usually those people don't like you, but that spirit inside them probably know that and feel that.
Mm-hmm.
I bet Joyce Meyer probably has something like that in her book. There's probably a chapter in her book on that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. probably. You know what, matter of fact, about 22 years ago, I saw her. She came to a church in Landover, Maryland, called Jericho. And, I mean, she laid hands on me. She's such a nice girl. Well, I didn't get a chance to talk to her, but she laid hands on me. But
I would love to meet her in person.
Yeah, yeah. I was just thinking about her the other day, too.
She reminds me of an aunt of mine.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I share her videos. I share a lot of T.D. Jakes and Joel Osteen and meditations and, you know, these like Zig Ziglar, Tony Robbins. But Joyce Meyer is one of my favorites. I love her, and you met her in person. She has such a tough spirit, and then her delivery is so hardcore and to the point. Like, mm-hmm. It's like she's not faking about anything, and I love the stories that she share. I am who I am, and you be who you are.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I get out of her messages. Just be you and grow. Grow in the Lord and learn the word and be a better person. That's what I love about her messages, which all their messages about being better people. But she really, like, believe in peel off those layers and be you, be your real you.
Wow. Yeah, that's true. That is true.
Yeah.
But I tell you, one person out.
And so she laid hands on you. So, yes, you know.
One person who I will never watch is Kenneth Copeland. I will never watch him. Never.
Oh.
Never.
Why you don't? What's your discernment on Kenneth Copeland?
Well, I'm not.
Isn't he Creflo Dollar's mentor?
I don't know.
Isn't he Creflo Dollar's like mentor?
I don't know. I know that he likes the former president.
Uh huh.
Yeah, he likes the former president, and he laughed at Biden being president, and it was so evil.
Oh.
I
didn't know that. Wow. But I haven't watched him in a long time. Wow. Mm-hmm. I haven't watched that in a long time. And you know what? Everybody who knows me knows that I grew up admiring Trump as a businessman. But when mm-hmm. he became president, he hurt my feelings regarding how he handled situations and sometimes didn't want to follow presidential protocol. You know, and that when you become president, there's a certain standard that you're supposed to uphold, and you're supposed to respect the people. You know, I'm not going to deny. I hope you don't hang up and stop being my friend. I did vote for Trump, but my sister mm-hmm. would tell you, she looked at me when I said I would be so glad when Biden is sworn in. My sister looked at me like, hallelujah, you know, because mm-hmm. I was just so. Like, the drama got an end. I'm like, oh, my God. And I was one of the first people to congratulate both of them when it was confirmed that he had won. Mm-hmm. And I tweet him often, Biden. To me, I heard that Vice President Harris is getting a low rating. To me, they both are doing a good job in the midst of all that we're dealing with. You know, mm-hmm. they're doing a great job. And people need to stop. I don't know. It's just crazy. Because he's doing a good job to me with what he's dealing with.
I think part of the problem is that a lot of people are so used to Trump causing house arrest or drama that they are. It's almost like when you are in a bad relationship and you're so used to somebody cussing you out and throwing things at you, they have, I don't know what you call it, Trump PTSD, I think.
Right. But you know what? I love the way Biden handled his address a couple of weeks ago. And, you know, even Trump's been getting backlash from getting his booster shot. You know, his what is it? His main followers, you know, upset with him. The ones that are anti-vax, upset with him for getting his booster. So I thought it was very presidential and humanly for President Biden to even mention Trump. And even Trump himself said he was shocked. And he was so happy, too, that Biden applauded him. Applauded him for getting his booster and for talking about it publicly. You know? And I thought that was so cool, too, of Biden. Because even Biden said, well, there's one thing we do agree on. Is it the importance of getting your vaccination shots and getting your booster shot? And he commended. He commended. Now, that was awesome. I have yet heard him say anything bad about Trump. He's handled things as a gentleman, even during the campaign. You know, so I thought that was very presidential and very kind of him to even mention his name, but it's all about the people, encouraging people to slow the spread. And some people thought he would fear if Trump would be his opponent in 24. And he said, no, he said, that's what encourages me to run if he decides to run. Because he speaks as if, you know, he said, that encourages me to run again. If he would be my, but you know, the Republican Party does not. A lot of people have been speaking saying they don't want him to be the nominee for the Republican Party. So I don't know. Maybe Christie would be or somebody like that.
Nah, don't make me laugh.
Because I think, well, I know you know a lot about. Here's the truth about him, but I mean, I think that's one person that's running, and I think Pence. Because I had always heard that Pence would run. Heard Pence would run.
Pence, you know, I'm going to keep my...
But Biden, to me,
I'm going to keep my negative comments to myself, you know?
You know, we're going to have a round table where we can just let it out and we all talk, and maybe about four or five of us. You know, we talk, you know, we got to talk. I don't take your opinions negative. But you know about Chris Christie, you're close to New Jersey. So you people usually know more about what's going on and hear stories. But I must commend I don't think we have congratulated New York City new mayor. I think I mentioned him a couple of times. Eric Adams, the new mayor? He seems pretty cool to me. So I'm saluting New York, New York. I think a lot of they're setting guidelines. I think he's Democrat, and can't believe he's Democrat.
Okay.
I should know, shouldn't I? We both should know. I think he's Democrat, but you know what? If you have to ask what party someone belongs to, he's really doing something right. He's appealing to many people. I said, that's cool that we need to ask what party he belongs to, because that means he's really a politician. He's in it for the people. He's not in it. For show or to be a celebrity. He really would like to help people. And I think he's a perfect role model for many of us. I hope so. I hope some people might think different, but he's setting a good impression.
I
need to look at his whole agenda. His plan, because the things that he shared seems awesome. And look, we've gotten into politics, and we're need to conclude on gossip. And before we conclude, you can conclude, and then I want to.
But if I could say anything, I would just say, you know,
be careful
who you gossip, you know, be careful about gossiping, you know. If you're around somebody who's gossiping, just try to change the subject or just say, hey, man, I don't feel like, or hey, girl, I don't feel like, you know, having engaged in that type of talk. But, you know, just try not to gossip, you know, and it's tempting.
Right.
But, yeah.
Right. And that's one of our members, former members, I had to, sadly, I had to kind of cut my time talking with her privately, and but she wouldn't want to go into the group and talk because I guess you all didn't like the gossiping and the negative, and then she would come to me and tell me where there are a couple other members that speak that say certain things. I'm like, but we're a group about we're not on air anymore. We're not on air.
I thought
you were lost too because it showed your call dropped. So it's just us. But Blog Talk Mike can hear us, you know, of course, in their portal. But I mentioned to her, I told her she could talk to you sometimes, but I'm like, you can't gossip. I said Mike was the perfect person to talk to about James, but good things and positive things, because she had been freaking out about the scandal, and then always bringing up his ex-girlfriends. I'm like, we are about James. We're not about his personal life. I said, we're not about his personal life. We're not about gossip. You know, he and I never talk about his personal life, even though he wanted me to confide in him when I didn't have any, because he knew what I was dealing with my mother before my mother got sick and when mom got sick and stuff, and not to keep stuff in. And I thought that was pretty cool. Celebrity like him concerned about an average person, but my mom used to be concerned about him too, like he's a human, he's an average person, you know. But I had to cut loose from talking to this member because she wanted to gossip on James' personal life. We are about James as his art, as a artist, as an actor, getting his career back, coming back out, making more films, interacting with us, working with us, making films with us, teaching acting classes. I could care less. I mean, we care about his personal life, but not to the point where you're gossiping and just gossiping about his current girlfriend, his past girlfriend. Wendy Williams don't even do that, right? You know, so I'm like, you need to stop talking about, stop worrying about that. And, you know, since we had that weekend and what happened is what we wanted to happen. We had hoped to trigger him to come out. He came out and did that interview. So it's a process. So he came out and talked about the scandal, like you and I told OTAP. No, it didn't incriminate him by coming out. It cleared him by coming out, telling the honest goodness truth of his experiences.
Are you sure that we're off air, or how do you know that we're off air?
We're off air because when you and it dropped and it ended right when you and I paused, and I have reposted it. It's over.
Are you sure? Because I don't want to say anything on air.
I'm sure.
Okay, let me look on Messenger.
Yes,
hold on,
I'm
let me
sure. The episode has ended. Yeah. And go to my Facebook page. You'll see where I already reshared the episode.
All right, hold on. Let me see.
We can go to Messenger.
Yeah,
we can
go to
Messenger. Because your call dropped. We can go to Messenger. So give me a second. I have our Monday show. I'm going to go ahead and create Friday's show. So give me like 5 minutes to create Friday's show. Maybe 10 minutes, because but I'm going to go ahead and create Friday's show. It won't take long. And then I will see you in Messenger. I see you in Messenger. It's 12:20 here. So I see you in Messenger at 12:30.
All right. Bye.
Okay. Thank you so much. Okay.